Let's pray, shall we? Father, this morning we thank you for this this time. Help us to remember what a wonderful thing it is to be part of your creation, not only part of it, but at the pinnacle of it. We certainly don't deserve that kind of position. Help us to always think of ourselves with humility as we realize that we are indeed responsible to you for how we live out our lives here on this earth. Lord, we do pray that this country would repent of its present pro-death culture, and there would be a turning, whether it would come politically or whether it would come spiritually. Obviously, the spiritual aspect is the most important. We pray that it would come. Lord, we think of the election, and we're not sure always who to vote for or what to think about some of the things that we see as the election process winds along, but we do pray that you would work in that process to bring about the changes that we need in our nation in order to avoid your judgment and to be the kind of people you've called us to be. For it's in Christ's name we pray, amen. In two more days, in January 22nd, we will be experiencing the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. This obviously, as you know, is a decision by the Supreme Court which allowed abortion on demand. There are some statistics that I read yesterday as I was looking over this this material, and let me share a few of those with you. There's been approximately 50 million abortions since 1973. That's an awful lot of people. It's incredible. This same set of statistics said that one out of three adult women in America have had an abortion. One out of five pregnancies in America apparently do end in abortion right now. Having said that, it's also important to notice that U.S. abortions are on the decline overall. In fact, 2005, there was only 1.2 million abortions, which in that particular year, which is a lot, but it was down from 1.6 million, which occurred in 1990, which was kind of the high point. There is the RU486 pill, which some analysts believe is responsible for what they would call the decline in abortion. Apparently, they don't count the RU486 in the